This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. My dearest brothers, sisters and youngsters, one of the most difficult challenges you can face in your life are the challenges you face from your family, from your parents, from your siblings, from your cousins and uncles. Having a problem at work or with friends or maybe with health or finances is something that is somewhat easier to deal with than, say, having a problem at home. And there's a number of reasons why that is. When it comes to family, your parents, for example, if there was an issue, there was a difficulty there, it would be particularly difficult on your heart to deal with, because family, they have easy access to your heart. They're your blood relative. You have been born and brought up in their company. If you were on the street and somebody said something nasty, it happens so often to our sisters, may Allah protect them, it is not that difficult for them to just ignore it and carry on with their day. But if someone at home said something even half as bad, maybe that would play on their mind for the entire day, spoil their mood, and maybe even worse than that, they wouldn't be able to let go of it. Why did my mum say this to me? How dare my sister say that to me? So what they say, it affects your heart very quickly. But on top of that, family problems become even more difficult, because you can't get away from your family. You live with them. You are in their company. And the home is supposed to be a place of relaxation. If you had a long, hard day at work, or a tough day at school, a person would think about, when I come home, I will be able to unwind and relax. But a person who has a problem at home, perhaps with their spouse or with their kids, when it comes to the end of the day at work, some people, they tell themselves, I'd rather stay behind and stay at work for a few more hours so I don't have to go home and face the difficulties at home. You can't find peace anywhere. There's no peace outside the home. There's no peace inside the home. And so that ibtila, that challenge, becomes one of the most difficult in your life. And what is really amazing is that the prophets of Allah, may Allah be pleased with all of them, they face challenges at home with their family members. And Allah documented their struggle with their family in the Quran so that we could see how they dealt with it. He would list, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala list the prophets in the Quran, and many of them, He gives us an insight into their family struggles so that we can recognize that there is a way out of these struggles. That there is a correct way to deal with difficult parents or difficult children or difficult family members. And the correct way is the way of the prophets. I'll give you an example. Ibrahim alayhi salam, this great prophet of Allah, was so bold that he challenged the belief of all of his people. Imagine being the one who challenges the belief of this country. Ibrahim alayhi salam did that. Ibrahim alayhi salam is the one who took that axe and courageously destroyed the idols, and he didn't care about the consequences of that. But you know that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he faced a very great dilemma at home with his dad. That his father was not just a bad parent. His father, some say his name was Azar, was a polytheist, an idol worshipper, who manufactured idols to help other people do shirk. Imagine that. How Ibrahim alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, a pious man, and he's at home and he sees his dad, he's carving out from the stone idols, and then he takes them to the shop to sell. And whenever you go to visit people's homes, you see the idol they're worshipping was made by your own dad. How difficult must that have been for Ibrahim alayhi salam? How must he have felt towards his dad? My dad is an idol worshipper. And not only that, his dad would try to force Ibrahim, you should follow me. Don't you dare try to go, turn your back on the family tradition. This is our belief, these are our values. How dare you try to turn your back on our gods? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in the Quran, Surah Maryam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he spoke to his father to try to change his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَا تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِ عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, recall when he said to his father, he spoke to his father. He had a conversation. He said, oh my dear father, why do you worship something that can't hear you, it can't see you, it can't benefit you in any way? I mean, when you're in your time of difficulty, you turn to these stones and you call out to them, can you even hear what you are saying? They can't see you. Even if they could hear you and see you, they don't have the power to help you. He's questioning his father. He's challenging his father. But look at the way he spoke to his father. He began with the words, Ya Abati, which in Arabic means, oh my dear father. You could say, Ya Abi, which means my dad. Ya Abati means my dear sweet father. It is a more affectionate, loving way of addressing your father. Now imagine somebody here, he has a problem with his father. He sees that his father doesn't pray, his father smokes, his father listens to music, his father does all these immoral things. Many times when we see our parents behave like this, we want to be rude to them. We want to put them in their place. And some people are rude and obnoxious to their fathers. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he didn't say to his father, listen you, mushrik man, how dare you do this? He said, oh my dear father, why do you do this? To me it doesn't make sense. What do you think, dad? And then his father's not listening. His father is stubborn. What does Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Ya abati, inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabun min ar-Rahmani fatakuna lish-shaytani waliya. He says, oh my dear father. It's just another thought that came into my mind. You know, I'm actually scared for you, dad. I'm scared that the punishment of the all-merciful will seize you. You'll become a friend of the devil, meaning you'll go to the hellfire. He didn't stop Ibrahim. He continued to try to challenge his father and correct his father. And what did he say? I fear for you. I'm scared for you, dad. If you continue down this road, you'll go to the hellfire. And you can hear the love in his words, because he says, أَيَّمَسَّكَ عَذَابُ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ. He doesn't say, dad, the punishment of Allah is going to take you. He says, the punishment of Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. As if to say, Ar-Rahman, he is the one who wants to show you rahmah. I want him to show you rahmah. But dad, the way you are behaving, you are taking yourself away from his rahmah. Dad, I would just love for you to stay within the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes you see evil people in this world. Sometimes you see evil people in your family. And you tell yourself, you know what? Wait on the day of judgment. See what happens to you. You know, I can't wait for the day, astaghfirullah, that you burn in the hellfire. Here we are, Ibrahim alayhi salam saying to his dad, who's an idol worshipper, I don't want you to go to hell, dad. Subhanallah. What is the lesson here? The lesson here, brothers and sisters, is that if you have difficult parents and you see them doing wrong things, you can't go to one extreme and say, you know what? It's my mom. What can I say to my mom? Let her continue what she was doing. I can't say anything to her. How many brothers here, they see it with their own eyes, their mom is being horrible to their wife. Their mother is abusing their wife. And they shrug their shoulders and say, what can I do? She's my mom. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't say, dad, what can I say to my dad? He brought me up when I was young. He fed me. What can I say to my dad? No, he said, dad, this is not right. But when he corrected him, he didn't go to the other extreme of being rude, obnoxious, unkind. Rather, he was respectful and he showed love to his father. May Allah grant us understanding when it comes to correcting our own parents. Then you have the example of Nuh alayhi salam. Almost the opposite. Nuh alayhi salam, a man who lived 1,000 years. How much of the world must he have seen? When you become slightly older, reach 30, 40 years, you look back at your younger self and you think, man, I thought I knew everything. And I realized I didn't know anything whatsoever. Imagine you have 1,000 years worth of life experience. Despite all this experience, despite being a prophet of Allah, he couldn't make his son listen to him. His son refused to become Muslim. And Nuh alayhi salam, he's worried. Because very soon, Allah is going to unleash his punishment. The flood is going to start. Everyone is going to be drowned. Allah tells us that in that critical moment where the rain began to fall and the tide began to rise and people began to panic, Nuh alayhi salam, he climbed on board the ark with a small band of believers and he looked overboard and he saw his son. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ Allah says, and when this fulk, this ark began to take off, كَالْجِبَالِ and the waves began to came down like mountains. This is a scene which is like a scene of desperation. The waves are coming crashing down. People are frantically running for their lives. Allah says, وَنَادَى نُوحٍ Nuh, he called out to his son. اِرْكَبْ مَعَنَا He says, my dear son, come on board with us. وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الشَّاءِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ He says, and don't be with the disbelievers. Now I want you to think about this. You are a righteous, pious man. People know you in the society as a man who is religious. And then people talk about your son. Yeah, but what about his son? He's a drug dealer. You know, what kind of man is that? Can't even control his son. He's selling drugs on the street. People talk about you. How embarrassing must it have been for Nuh? People saying, look, he claims to be a prophet of God. His own son doesn't believe in him. And then right at the last moment, Nuh alayhi salam, he looks at his son, so stubborn. And does he say, to hell with you, I disown you. You have nothing to do with my family. You are not from my family. I disown you. You do whatever you want to do. How many parents do that? They find out their son is doing silly things. And what do they say? Son, if you want to live under this roof, you can't do that. And if you continue, ma'a salama, see yourself out. How many parents disown their children because they can't take the shame of having to deal with the difficult child? But Nuh alayhi salam, he must have been super embarrassed. But did he give up on his son? Allah is telling us, even in the last critical moment, he was still pleading with his son, come on board, son. Don't do this. You don't want to go down that road. You don't want to be with those people. Come with me. Believe in me. You're going to be taken. You're going to be part of those that are punished by Allah. How sad must it have been for Nuh alayhi salam. Allah then tells us, وَنَادَى Nuh, that Nuh, when he saw that the flood had taken everyone, he called out to Allah. He said, Ya Rab, my master, إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي He said, my son is from my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ But your promise is true as well. Your judgment is true as well. I am torn, Allah, between your judgment and my son. Please, even though he died as a kafir, do something. Do something for my son. How painful it must have been for Nuh. Even though his son has died now, he's still begging Allah, please Allah, my son. Something for my son. Allah says, you are asking me something you have no knowledge about. Don't ask me like this, Nuh. And Nuh alayhi salam, he realized that, you know what? It is time to let go. If a family member died on kufr, there's nothing you can do for them anymore. How devastating it must have been for Nuh alayhi salam. But the lesson here is what? You can never give up on your children. Never. You can be tough with them. You can have discipline. But you can never say, you are not my son, you are not my daughter anymore. You don't have the luxury to do that. Allah tells you in the Quran, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا Allah says, believers, save yourselves and your families from the hellfire. That is a duty you have, a responsibility you have that you can never give up on. Even if your dignity is undermined, even if your integrity and your respect in front of your neighbors, your family is undermined, you can never say, child, you are no longer one of mine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah give us that sabr to help our children even when they lose their way. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. I want to finish with one last example, the example of Yusuf عليه السلام. You all know the story. He was hated upon by his own brothers. They tried to plot to kill him. They threw him into the bottom of a well, left him for dead. Yusuf alayhi salam, he survived. But then to be sold off as a slave, to grow up, to be put into prison. And eventually, Allah changed his circumstance to make him into an aziz. One of the most respected people in his new country, Egypt. And then Allah brought the same brothers that had left him for dead back to Egypt, now as beggars. And Yusuf, he chose to conceal his identity to try and make a plan to get not only his brothers, but his father and all his family from Palestine to come and live with him in Egypt happily ever after. And part of that plan was not revealing his identity to his brothers. So the plan was, you know what? In order to get them here, I need to frame the youngest brother as if he stole. So he planted the cup on the youngest brother's sack. And it seemed as though he has stolen when Yusuf confronted his brothers. And said, what do you have to say about your brother? He just stole. What did they say? قَالُوا إِن يَسْرِقَ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. They said something outrageous. They said, well, if this brother stole, then he has another brother a while back. He's also a thief. Subhanallah. They are speaking to Yusuf. And without knowing, they say, yeah, that other brother Yusuf, he's also a bigger thief. We expected that from him as well. Now imagine you are Yusuf. How angry would you be? That man, I'm trying to help you. I'm giving you food. I'm trying to get the family to be reunited. And you're still hating on me. What did he do? Did he reveal his identity and say, you know what? Do you realize you're talking about me? If anyone's a thief, it's you. You stole me from my dad. No, Allah says, فَأَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Subhanallah. Allah said, Yusuf, he took that and buried it in his chest and he didn't divulge it. Allah is saying he bit his tongue and he held back. Why? Yusuf, why didn't you tell them what time it was? Because Yusuf had a bigger plan. What was that plan? To see his family united. To see mother, father, brothers all come together to live in peace. And he knew that if he divulged it there, that plan would be ruined. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf alayhi salam was teaching us a very important lesson. And that is sometimes you will face difficulty from family members. Maybe your parents, maybe your siblings, maybe your children. But you know what? Sometimes you need to bite your tongue and hold it. You need to bury that anger. Why? Not because you're weak. Not because you're a doormat. Because it will keep the family together. Because you tolerating some cruelness will help keep the family together. And Yusuf alayhi salam, because of that one sacrifice, the next year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought his father, his brother, and all of them were reunited to live happily ever after in Egypt. Allahu Akbar. This is a beautiful lesson. That sometimes you have to realize that Allah is testing you through your family members. Next time your cousin says something that upsets you, look at your cousin and say, you know what, Allah is testing me through you right now. To see how I behave with you. Do I cut ties with you? Do I say, you want to be rude with me? I'll show you what it means to be rude. Or do you say, you know what? Let me just bite my tongue, smile in his face, and try to be a source of unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us big hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that bring our families together, not those that make our families become divided. Allahumma ameen. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin.
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقيموا الصلاة